Blog Talk Radio.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday and Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. She's available now to answer your question on this broadcast. Please unblock your phone number, focus on a specific question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph.
Well, hello and welcome everyone to this wonderful Sunday edition of Psychic View. And like I like to do every broadcast, well, actually when I remember to do it, is choose a card of the week. And so this card I'm choosing, in traditional tarot, it's called the Queen of Swords, all right? And in my deck, it's called Morality. Well, what I love about this card is this is not an evil person. I mean, when the Queen of Swords comes up in a reading, it usually means cutting right through all the bull crap to get to the most important point. The challenge of it is that the immediate the immediate vibration is to cut right through the bull crap and be as direct as possible. So the hardest thing to do is to quell that so that you can frame what you need to explain to somebody without hurting their feelings, without making them upset. So when the Queen of Swords comes up in a reading, or in my case, the card is called Morality, that you know the right thing to do. You know the quickest way to get to it. And sometimes you need to just do it without explaining it. Because when it comes up upright, it means that someone's cutting right through the bull crap and getting to what they need to get to. In extreme cases, it would be like someone rescuing a kitten from a burning building. It would be just doing what they think is the right thing without a dialogue about it. It's just action. So it's also a card of discipline. So this week's vibration is about how discipline can actually help you get to what you want, instead of that spontaneity that I'm usually spouting about spontaneity. But in this case, because this card's come up, I want you to look at the benefit of discipline in your life. What can you do right now that can sort out things for you and make it easier for you down the road? A good example is some people spend their Saturdays and Sundays cleaning house so that during the week they don't have to deal with it. That's kind of part of it. That's a very simple thing of what I'm talking about. But it also could be something way more complex. For example, for me, there's a shredding event that's going to be here in Vegas in a couple weeks. So I'm going to go through everything that I need to get rid of, but that I'd like shredded so that I can go to this event. That would be another way of applying discipline towards something that's going to make things easier down the road. Do you see what I mean? So I'm going to go right to callers. I have somebody here from the 256 area code. Get them on the air. Hello, 256. Who's this?
This is Kimberly. How are you?
Oh, hi, Kimberly. What's your question?
Well, my question is about maybe some hidden talents that I need to tap in order to increase my income. I've been thinking about a couple of things, and I just want some clarity.
Okay, so usually whatever people love to do is what they're talented doing, all right? So what it's saying here right now is that though I would like to see you bring more creativity into your life, what I'm actually getting here is that there's still a lot of chaos around you. So even if you were to, I guess, carve out time to do this creative thing, you'd be ignoring the chaos that you actually need to deal with.
Okay.
So here's the thing, is I would say that the immediate gift right now is to bring silence and peace to the chaos around you. So it's not really addressing your hidden talents, although I know you have a real creative side. What I'd actually like you to do is embrace exactly what's going on. I know it's like trying to embrace a porcupine, but I'm literally saying to you, if you can come up with a way to turn what's going on with you into a story, it may tap into both things that we just talked about, that you get to handle the chaos, but you get to write about it as though you're your own hero of your own story. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
So, because what it's saying here is that your priorities right now, though I see creativity, though I see that happening down the road for you, what I'm actually seeing here that the bigger obligation for you is to learn to bring peace and harmony and order to the chaos.
Okay.
So I hope that helps, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. See you later. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 414 area code. Hello, 414. Who's this?
Hi, Felicia. How are you?
Hey, Felicia. What's your question?
To see what do you see me with income coming in household?
Okay, so what I'm getting here is that the new position comes to you through coincidence. Okay, you have some really powerful cards in your reading, Felicia. I really want to address these. What it's talking about is that up until now, and I'm going to say it this way, up until now, you've been kind of a no, I can do it myself person, all right?
Yep.
No,
yeah.
I'm seriously, in your head, nope, I can do it myself. Nope,
yeah.
I got this. Nope, you can't help me, all right? That's kind of the message
mm-hmm.
that's been in your head. And what is in fact happening, and every single card talks about lift the burden of you making more money off your own shoulders and turn it over to a power greater than you. See, here's the thing. When you worry about stuff, you're praying for what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
I got to repeat that. When you worry, it's like praying for something you don't want. Okay? So instead,
mm-hmm.
pray for what you do want. Because the reason I'm talking about your incredibly powerful cards here is you have a card here that says coincidence, chance meetings, being in the right place at the right time is how you get the next opportunity. It's saying that the burden is going, the financial burden specifically, is going to be lifted out off your shoulders by you being open to the idea that the next job or the next opportunity may be totally different than what you're doing right now. It also says here that the angels are trying to guide you. They've been trying to guide you for the last 3 months. And the last card that you have in your five-card spread is a card that's called the Master. It is an extra card in my tarot deck. It is the most powerful card in the deck. And it literally talks about what does God want you to do? Now,
mm-hmm.
having said that really big statement, what does God want you to do, is that you need to do an inventory of all the things you're good at.
I have an idea. Yeah,
okay.
My gift is working with kids, juveniles,
okay.
and stuff like that.
All right. So what you do is you find some sort of a position that leads you toward that. And it may even be something as simple as showing up at the place you want to work and saying, I've read really great things about your place. I'd love to work here. Do you have any openings?
Okay.
And it may be something that starts part-time initially, but you
mm-hmm.
may be able to work it around a regular job schedule so that you actually do both for a while until they fall so
mm-hmm.
in love with you, Felicia, that they can't help but offer you a full-time job.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you here is that the biggest message is, what does God want you to do?
Mm-hmm. I always give it back. It's right, like you said, it's something that I always love to do. I understand everything you're saying.
Excellent. Well, thank you for calling me today. See you later.
Thank you for taking my call. Bye.
All right, sweetheart. See you later. Bye. Mm-hmm. All right, I've got somebody here from the... Oh, let me get them on the air. You know, it's really funny. I have to say this because it sort of dawned on me this week, and it's sometimes people they're waiting for the miracle, right? They're waiting for the miracle, but there are occasions where you can actually be the miracle for somebody else. And I have to tell you that might be a really profound thing for you to sit in for now. It's funny because is the way I look at it. Is there was a woman who, and I don't do this very often, but there was a woman who reached out to me, and after doing her session, I did not feel right charging her for the session, and so I told her that I'm not charging you for the session. So it's interesting because remember I said we wait for a miracle, but sometimes we're the miracle for somebody else. And there, you never, never, never go wrong when you help somebody else, ever. So keep that in mind, that no matter where you are, there are people that would not only envy where you are, but it also you also have to look at exactly where you are as though it's perfect for everything that's going on in your life. It's perfect for your growth. It's perfect for your goals, perfect for your spiritual state and mental health. Look at it that way. Look at it as though you're standing in a field and you just stomped out all the crap in your life, so it's under your feet, and all you need to do is plant a few seeds. And the good seeds will grow just as much as the weeds will. So you need to pull out the weeds and cultivate the sunflowers. I'm serious. And the reason I'm using sunflowers as an example is that when a sunflower is fully grown, it throws seeds back into the earth again. I'm in a mood today, so bear with me here. All right, I got somebody here from the 251 area code. Hello, 251, who's this?
Hello, how you doing? This is Denise.
Oh, hey, Denise, what's your question?
My question is, what do you see in the area of love?
Well, you know, it's funny. As soon as you asked the question, my immediate response was, you want to be with somebody that invigorates you and not exhausts you.
Yes.
Which is, I know that's like the oddest thing in the world I could say to you, but it seems to me that you keep attracting partners that sort of want you to do all the work.
Right.
And I'm sorry, you're no longer shopping in that store anymore. As soon as you realize that it's too much work to get together with the person, or it's too much work to plan to do something fun with them, we drop it. We drop it.
Quick.
Because, you know, it's like, let's say you have a girlfriend. I'm going to use this as an example. Let's say you have a girlfriend that, and I'm sure you have one like this, that you guys want to do something together, but everything you suggest, she says, nah, I don't want to do that. Nah, I don't want to do that. Nah, that doesn't sound like any fun. So here you are exhausting your mental abilities to try and come up with something fun and even willing. And so when you ask them, what do you want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do? Gosh, I hate people like that. I really do. I mean, seriously, if you don't know what you want, then that's why your life's a big pain in the ass. I'm serious. So you have friends that you finally decide on a movie, all right? Let's say you decide to go see the new James Bond movie. And after the movie, the friend goes, you know, that wasn't so good.
Yeah.
We all know people like this, right?
Yes.
Okay, so those are the people we want to avoid. We want to be around people that every experience is either a memory for down the road or something profound. and I mean a good memory down the road, not necessarily a bad memory, that you create things together. Like, oh, well, let's say, you know, went to that wonderful Greek festival, and oh my God, there's nothing like a hot homemade gyro from a truck. I'm serious. Do you see what I mean? It's like if you need to look for a partner that looks at life as though it's as big of an adventure as you see it, and you keep attracting partners that are exhausting for you.
Yes.
So one of the ways to attract someone that is actually looking at this world with a sense of wonder and appreciation and gratitude might be to start going back to church. And it can just be a non-denominational Christian church where everybody's there to get the word, get the message. You know, there's no... Sorry, I need a drink of water. there's no sense of feeling like you're trapped in a specific religion. Do you see what I mean? You're just going to hear the word and keeping your eye open for anyone that happens to catch your eye. And any group activities that the church happens to do that you might want to be a part of, like feeding the homeless on Christmas. Because anyone that would give up their holiday, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, to feed the homeless, somebody I probably wanted to know better.
Yes.
So what it's saying is you've been fishing from the wrong lake, and it's time to fish from the right one.
Okay.
All right, my friend. I hope that helps.
Thank
you. See you later.
You.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the... My computer's running really slow today. Oh, by the way, you guys, I have a huge announcement. Oh, should have told you this at the top of the hour. So I got a phone call from the folks at Channel 13 here locally, Valley View Live. So every Monday, they've named Mystic Monday, and I get to go on the air and do a live reading live on TV for somebody every Monday. It's wicked cool. So I just wanted to share that with you because that just happened. So I did my first segment last Monday. My next segment will be tomorrow. So if for those of you that don't live in Las Vegas, it's the Channel 13 affiliate. The name of the program is Valley View Live. And I tweet about it. By the way, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at The Mystic Mona, or my radio program is at Psychic View. So either one of those is me tweeting out about stuff going on. But my first appearance was last Monday. My next appearance is tomorrow, and it's an ongoing Monday thing. So just sharing that with you, thought that you all would enjoy that. So, all right, I'm going to go to area code 402. Hello, 402.
Hello.
Who is this?
Hi, this is Leilani. Thank you, Mystic Mona, for taking my call.
What's your question for me?
Well, my question has to do with my friend Georgianne. She's not doing so good health-wise.
Yeah.
And she's in the hospital right now, and I'm just trying to see if you see me getting back to Hawaii to see her before. Do I get to say goodbye? I mean,
wow.
I do, but I'm, you know.
Well,
I mean,
okay, so I'm concentrating on your friend. What's her first name?
Georgina.
One of the things that is really shocking to me is, I'm going to change subjects on you slightly to then address your question, is when we find ourselves suddenly facing our mortality, okay? That and it boils down to what the most important thing in this lifetime is, which is awareness that we get to have this body, we get to have this brain, we get to have the people and the events and the things around us. But the most important thing is the awareness of realizing that there is something in you that animates all of it. All of it. And one of the things that I'm getting here is that there is something very sacred and profound about this time in your friend's life. And one of the things that I would do is I would do my best to connect with her and ask her what it is she'd like you to help her with, because that's the message I'm getting.
Yeah, I talked to her on the phone, and that's basically pretty much what she told me. And then she told me a lot of things, and I just didn't know how to, like, it just made it really real that she is not going to be here for very long. And
well, I would, if I were in your shoes and had the same gut reaction that you have right now, I would do my best to go visit her.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I lost a very, very, very dear friend of mine back in 2004. This woman was like a sister to me. I mean, she was probably closer to me family-wise than some of my family members, seriously. And
yeah.
She lost her battle with breast cancer. The cancer took over her whole body. And
yeah.
I remember I took her to see Blue Man Group here in Vegas. And of course, she didn't have any hair. And she after the show, she asked the Blue Man to put a handprint on her head. I have to tell you, this woman was probably the most spiritually aligned woman I've ever met in my whole life. She had a very, very strong devotion to God. She never drank. She never did drugs. This woman was one of the most beautiful, kindest, amazing souls that I've ever, ever, ever had in my life. And the Lord took her at a very young age. But she had to suffer before she left. All right? So I'm telling you with a sense of urgency that it's important that you go to see her.
Yes, I agree.
Because here's the thing. We usually don't regret the things we do. We usually regret the things we don't do. It's important that you see her. And that's the message I'm supposed to tell you. All right, my friend, I'm so sorry about your friend and that she's so sick, but I really want you to go see her.
Me too. Thank you.
All right, girl. See you later. Bye.
See you later.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 412 area code. Hello, 412. Who's this?
This is Martin. I talked to you before.
Oh, hi, Martin.
How are
Welcome
you?
Back. How are
hey,
things going?
Good. I was going to call you and ask you the same question. I was just going to ask you, I'm going to call about Ashley again. I wanted to know, I just was kind of interested in what she was doing this weekend, and I wanted to see where we're at, see if I made any progress.
Okay. So did you take my advice about not putting any pressure on her and not emailing her and not texting her and not sending her flowers?
Yes.
What have you done?
Right now, I think the thing is I don't call her at all. She calls me. I let her reach out.
Oh, that's perfect. Martin, I'm very proud of you because I know how difficult that was.
It was, trust me.
Oh, I know. I'm seeing it. You are making progress. Just keep going in that vibration. Have you already found a job where she lives?
No, I'm still in Vegas.
Okay, but we talked about your willingness to find a job where she is. So
I have one set up, but I haven't made any movement yet. I was going to wait until over Christmas time she talked to me and she told me she wanted to see me for like a weekend. And I didn't agree or disagree to it. I just like heard it. That makes sense.
Right.
And
right.
I've done nothing about moving closer to her yet.
Okay. So the weekend trip, is it going to be you going there or her coming here?
Me going there.
I like that a lot. I'd like you to do it before Christmas, if you can.
Maybe.
Or actually Christmas weekend.
Okay, that works.
Okay, so here's the thing.
I'm just impressed to see if she still wants it, though. If she wants it.
Okay,
back,
okay, wait. Well, back up, Mark.
Okay.
Okay, I want you to treat her right now as though you are holding a tiny baby bird in your hand.
Okay.
You don't close your fingers around it. You just cup your hand just enough so that little baby bird doesn't fall out. Okay?
Okay.
I literally want you to just wait and see what she does. Put the power back to her, and you might want to give her a couple suggestions. Well, you know, I could come out on Christmas Eve and stay through the weekend and just, like, let that trail off and then let her jump on it and go, yes, that would be great.
Okay.
But let her be in control of when you come out there.
And she was. She's the one who suggested it.
All right. Well, that's fine. Then you say, well, you know, I was able to get a pretty good flight to come out on Christmas Eve and then leave on Sunday. Would that work for you?
Okay.
And then when she says yes, because I'm telling you, the other guy she was playing footsies with is on the outs.
Okay, good.
So he's not, she has way too many memories with you. So you've got to calm down and let her realize that. You got to still stay calm. All right, guy, got to go. Call me after Christmas.
You.
All right, see ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 323 area code. Hello, 323. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this? Okay, I don't know what's going on with your phone, but you sound like you're talking to me like through a tunnel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you on speaker or something?
No.
That's
not
weird. Okay, say your
but
first name
again. I just
wanted
to know in the love section.
Okay, what's your first name again?
Maria.
Oh, hey, Maria. Okay, so you want to find out about love?
Yes, please.
Okay, all right, let's see. All right, there's a guy here in your cards that's coming up reversed, which usually this card means that a guy is not being honest with you. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, is the way I want you to look at him is though this is the last time that you're going to be in any kind of a relationship with someone that makes you second guess them.
Uh-huh.
But he's not the one. So if you're still playing footsies with this guy, it's kind of time to let him go.
Okay.
And you don't do it in a big emotional way, Maria. You do it in a, you know what, I don't think this is working for me way.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting because he's not used to women telling him that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's used to women kind of putting up with his bull crap. And what I'm getting here is that you say to him, you know what, this isn't working for me. What do you mean this isn't working? Just say it. What's interesting is that his behavior may change as soon as you're the one rejecting him and not the other way around.
Uh-huh.
Okay, which is what we want.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but I'm telling you, what it's saying here is that your big power month for romance is actually next September.
Okay.
That you actually end up with the person that you're probably going to spend the rest of your life with by next September. But the big test is that you have to be willing to let this one go.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Uh-huh.
All right, girl.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right. Let me see. I have somebody here for... Hold on, you guys. I need a little drink of water. I'll be right back.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Vice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, and I'm going to go to area code 202. Hello, 202. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mel Borley. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? What's your question?
My question is about this relationship that I'm now out of, not by choice particularly, but I guess he broke up with me, and I'm just trying to get a real understanding of why I'm so stuck in, and really what is this supposed to mean? Because I don't know what our issue is.
Well, wait. What it's saying here is that he was super honest with you when he broke up with you.
Yes.
He was almost scary direct with you. I mean, he was really honest, almost blunt with you when he broke up with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, what he was trying to tell you is that he does not imagine a future. By the way, is that a smoke detector you have beeping in the back there?
It might be.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Change that battery, girl.
Yes.
Supposed to do that when the time changes. Okay, but what it says here is that he was trying to be, he's not a very gentle man in general. He's very, very cut and dry, very direct. And what he was trying to tell you is that he doesn't think that there's a future with the two of you. And I'm actually thinking you dodged a bullet here, my friend. You wouldn't have wanted him anyway. Because he would have always made you feel off balance. He would always have made you feel like you weren't good enough. And the fact that he was man enough to actually end it, I have a little bit of respect for him for that, instead of stringing you along and sort of making you think that you had to change yourself in order to have love in your life.
Right. But why would he make it an issue of my children and not me?
Okay, because this man's vision of who he wants to be with is not somebody who already has children.
Right.
Okay, I mean, and I'm being as direct as
I can.
Without, because I don't want to hurt your feelings here, but there are some men out there that have their idea of what a relationship looks like, and it means that they want to marry a woman that it does not have children by another man, that they can have children with and actually build a life with and be married to with their own biological children. And it was painful when he said it was about your kids, because the thing is that there are a lot of women out there that think having children, you know, like getting pregnant when you're not married, is a way to get a guy. That's not a way to get a guy. In this day and age, I'm just sharing this with other people.
I got you.
I'm telling you because a lot of women are under the misconception that pregnancy is a deal maker, and it's not, especially now. I mean, you have movie stars having babies on their own. So why seriously, men are like, well, I don't have to marry him. So what if I'm the sperm donor? Yeah, I might throw a little money their way growing up, but I'm not marrying them. I mean, seriously, that's how a lot of men are looking at it. So here you met this nice man, because he's not an evil person, but he has a very definite vision that whoever he marries, he's not sure he even wants children. But if he does marry somebody, he wants to have children with that person that's his kid.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but he has two boys who are teenagers like my children.
Okay.
And
but what I'm trying to tell you is that he doesn't want to be saddled with children that are not biologically his.
Gotcha.
Okay, it's not you. It's just, you know, the fact that you guys actually dated for a while says a lot about who you are.
Years.
Because, I mean,
for
seriously,
2 years.
I'm just like, saying, the fact that you guys were together says a lot about who you are, because he was at one point willing to overlook that. But that as things got more serious, and the time frame for men to think about marriage is between 12 months and 24 months. So so if the idea of marriage doesn't come up by the time 2 years rolls around, and Ed actually did with you, and he made the decision that, I'm sorry, I don't want to be responsible for more children than mine.
Right.
So I'm sorry, sweetie. Now, what it is saying here is that if you get yourself involved in something that's helping other people, that's how you meet the right man.
Right.
So, sorry, sweetie, got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
It's not the answer you wanted to hear.
No, I mean, I didn't project an answer at all, so it's fine.
Okay. All right, my friend. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
George.
Oh, hey, George. Are you going to ask me again about the people scratching your car?
No.
What's your question for me today?
Do you see any new women coming into my life?
Well, okay. Here's the thing that I would really love for you to do. Because, you know, you have such a strong sense of right and wrong. Are you? Wow, that's interesting. You have a lot of cards that talk about happy disruption here. Yes, there is a new relationship coming to you. I would like you to go back to church.
Okay.
And some, you know, either the brand that you used to go to or a non-denominational Christian church. Because according to what I'm seeing here, that's how you meet her. And this is saying that you meet her, so it's saying that you meet her in some sort of gathering spiritual alignment place, and that when you meet her, it is a rest of your life relationship. So love is right around the corner for you, George. I'm so
right
happy to tell
corner.
You that.
Thank you, but you're saying, is it months or longer?
It's saying
or?
That it's saying that 2016 is your year of love, so you will meet her next year, and it will be serious within the year. I mean, it's the one here.
Okay.
So I'm glad to
Definitely.
Give you good news for a change.
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
Well,
thanks
still
for calling.
On that. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 951 area code. Hello, 951. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rose from California.
Hi, Rose. What's your question?
Just wanted to know if what's coming up for me and the rest of you.
Okay, so that's a full reading. That's like a full reading question. Do you have a specific subject I can address for you?
I guess maybe love life.
Okay, so here's an interesting thing. It's saying that that there is a woman around you with dark hair and dark eyes that introduces you to either a friend or a brother that also has dark hair and dark eyes and is cute, cute, cute. I mean, this guy's really cute. The funny thing is that I don't want you to recognize how cute he is. I want you to tap into how smart he is.
Okay.
So, in other words, he's used to women kind of throwing themselves at him because he's attractive. What he's not used to is women seeing how smart he is or what his goals are or what he wants to do in the future.
Okay.
But you meet him because it's saying that a friend with dark hair and dark eyes introduces you to either her friend or her brother. And it feels like an immediate connection. And I don't say love at first sight very often, but there's a connection as soon as you meet him.
Okay.
Which is what I love about him.
Does it look like it'll be within next year?
Well, you know, what I'm getting is that you may be spending way too much time, like, holed up in your apartment or your house, and that you're not doing enough to get out there to connect with people. That, you know, you can't wait for the UPS guy to deliver love to you. You have to actually go participate in life to attract it to you. So so what I'm getting is that the way you meet him is more of an energy thing than it is a timing thing. So the energy thing is you get your butt out there with people, and that you can't help but meet somebody wonderful once you do that.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
All right, my friend. Well, go be fabulous, because I think you are already.
Oh, thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 305 area code. Hello, 305. Who's this?
Well, it's Jenna, and I'm listening like always. I love fishing in the wrong lake.
Well, do you have a question for me today?
Work.
Work.
I wasn't calling for questions, but I just called to listen.
Oh, you're so sweet. You just actually call up and use your minutes to listen to my program?
Well, I don't have limited minutes, but I do listen to you because it's like the Enlanders of Psychic Land.
Oh, what a sweet thing.
I think you should
write
a book.
What
a sweet thing. I think you should write a book.
Well, you know, I wrote a book that I turned into an app. Do you already have my app?
I know. I got the book. I have your book, the dice, the dice, in the toss of the dice or whatever.
I
lost my little dice, but I will get them someday. But I do love your book. And I think your advice is wonderful, direct and to the point, but funny.
Oh, you're so sweet to say that. Hey, I want to tell you, your cards are talking about an opportunity that's coming up within the next 7 to 9 weeks where you actually become a regular connected with a court or a regular you have this card of divine justice here where it feels like things finally are moving forward for you work-wise. And
there's an opening.
Really?
Yeah, there's an opening until the mid-December, and I haven't, filed the application.
I would like you to file the application, please.
I will.
Please. Because what it's saying here is that the universe is trying to reward you, and that you have a card here that it's time to take action. You have a card here that says the political environment is actually a good fit for you, and that it's time to embrace something that's going to bring you a sense of peace and ease.
That sounds good.
All right, so will you please apply for that, please?
I will.
All right, girl.
I really will. And I will see you in Las Vegas sometime next year.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'd love to meet you.
And so would I.
All right, sweetheart. See
you
later.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Don't hang up on me. I want to listen.
All right, I'll keep you on. All right, I got somebody here from the 703 area code. Hello, 703. Who's this?
This is Sheila.
Oh, hey, Sheila. What's your question?
It's kind of a three-part question. I wanted to find out what can you tell me about my career, my finances, and my love life.
Okay. I usually just address one question. So which one do you want me to address?
Career.
Say career. Glad you said career, because that's what the cards want to address with you. Okay, so here's what I'm getting. Is there are a couple of men connected with your career, either past or present, that you need to make peace with. There's one guy that he's sort of an egotistical, sort of womanizer, flirty kind of guy. I mean, I don't like him. Seriously, I don't like him. You don't like him. No, not a lot of the women around you don't like him. But you need to make peace with him, all right? The second guy is a guy that's a Mr. Know-It-All, and I don't mean that in a good way either, all right? But they're both dicks in their own way, okay?
Wow.
This makes sense, right?
It does.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. If you're still working with either one of them, I want you to look at it like they're bringing out an aspect that you are to address yourself. Or they may be in your life or were in your life to help you dodge a bullet or move forward in some way, okay? So instead of looking at them like the dicks that they are, I want you to then look at them like they're your angels of change. Because if you can redirect, seriously, if you can redirect the thought process that they're not in, you know, in their soul of souls, the evil dicks that they come across to be, if you instead look at them like they're your angels of change, suddenly the emotional zing that's connected with either one of them literally goes away.
Wow.
And as soon as you cannot be emotionally attached, anything either one of these people do, then you have the freedom to move forward into the potential that I see for you, which is huge with your career. Okay? So here's what I want you to do. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to write each of them a letter. You are not going to mail it. Okay? You are going to write each of them a separate letter of how much of a dick they are. Literally,
that's
emotional
easy.
Vomit letter. Okay? Seriously, this is the emotional vomit letter. So let's say the one guy's name's Bob and the other guy's name's Joe. And you say, "Dear Bob, I can't believe that you get away with treating women the way you do." And you just go, emotional vomit, all right?
Oh, my God.
Okay, the next one. "Dear Joe, you don't know everything. You stuck-up prick." Seriously, emotional vomit letters. But you write each of them their own separate letter, okay? The closing paragraph will be something along the lines of, "Thank you for being my angel of change." Then you sign your name. You crumple both of those pieces of paper up at the same time, like, you know, put them together and crumple them up, and then go outside and safely burn them in an old pan or something, okay?
I will do that.
All right. Now, the reason I'm saying that to you is that let's say both of them represented jobs where you really weren't appreciated.
That is very true.
Okay. So
I know at least
said,
one of them does.
Okay. So
I'm
having
sure
said that, you have this tendency to still knock yourself out to do the best job you can, even though you're not getting rewarded for it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. You don't have to do this the hard way. And I'm telling you, these next 5 weeks are absolutely huge for you to have what you want. So what line of work are you in?
Administrator.
Okay. So one of the things that I'd love to see you do, and I know that this is sort of a shift, is I'd like to see you get involved in the convention industry where people are helping with logistics for trade shows.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm saying that is that they get a lot of people that have no problem moving crap around in a warehouse to get like a booth set up at a trade show.
Right.
But I think they have a hard time finding people that are great administratively and customer service wise. So I would like you to slightly look in a different industry, same thing, but different industry. And what I'm getting, and I'm going to answer your second question, because what it's saying is your first priority is to find a job that's better suited for your personality and what you're capable of. Okay? That's the first priority. But what happens is as soon as you find that job, somebody at the job falls in love with you.
Okay.
So if you just make job and the next 5 weeks your priority, because there are so many people now that have a budget to hire new people in the new year.
Right.
And so you want to gear toward your new job in the new year. And what a great start date, like January 4th.
Absolutely.
So what you want to do is that you on your refrigerator, you're going to write, "I start my new job January 4th. write it on a big sheet of paper, big Sharpie, black letters, and you put, I start my new job on January 4th, 2016. Put that on your refrigerator so it's prominently right in the middle of the refrigerator with a magnet. The second thing you're going to do, because your big priority right now is changing jobs, all right?
Right.
You want to be in a better situation, and I'm going to tell you a true story here. I want you to go get bottles of distilled water, just plain old distilled water. On the outside of the bottle of water with a Sharpie, the same Sharpie you wrote, I will start my new job on January 4th, 2016, you're going to write the words true, as in true detective, or true story. So you're going to write the word true, place, as in this is the place, success. You're going to write those three words on the outside of the bottle of water, true, place, success. Okay? Every morning, you're going to drink a glass of water from one of those jugs of water. Every night, before you go to bed, you're going to drink a glass of water from one of those jugs of water. So that you're setting the vibration in your body to a better opportunity that's more in line with what you're capable of. Okay?
I definitely can do that.
So you're
going to
do that.
I mean,
now,
the position I'm in is not even the position that I interviewed for. I just kind of got thrown into that position. So
here's the thing, is that you may end up getting a promotion at your current job, but I want you to find another job in the meantime. And what you say is that when you get the job offer at the new place, you can say, well, you know, I actually don't mind working here. It's just I'm not doing the job I was hired for. So I found the job that I really want to do. So no hard feelings. I can't expect somebody else to read my mind about what I want. And I thought I was getting a certain job, and now I'm not doing that job, so I found something else. Here, I want to tell you this true story. So a friend of mine hated his job, hated it. So I told him to start drinking the True Place Success water every day, every morning, no matter what, all right? 3 weeks after he started drinking the water, he was let go. He was laid off.
Mm.
Shock, shocking sort of circumstances, laid off. It was just blew his mind, all right? Well, 3 weeks later, he interviewed at a company. He stuck up drinking the water. 3 weeks later, he interviewed at a company. He starts his new job Monday.
Wow.
And it's more in line with what his education and experience is about. So it's a better job. As a matter of fact, his last job, he was reporting to someone much younger than him that didn't seem to trust how he could get things done. And now he actually reports to somebody that's as athletic as he is, and the friendship's already established.
Oh, wow.
So it's all the way around, it's a better fit. And the other thing is that he's making more money than he was making at his last job.
Wow.
So I'm just telling you, when you're ready, it's very powerful. And I want you to look this up online, because this is how you kind of see what I'm talking about. How, you know, I mentioned how we're 70% water. So when you start drinking this water that's vibrating to those words, your whole body, all the water in your body starts to vibrate to those words. So you can do it for anything. But right now your priority is to find a better job, all right?
Yes.
But you can do it for anything else you want. So after you find the job, the next one is companion of choice, the right person. Do you see what I mean? So that would be your next goal. But right now it's about changing jobs. But if you look online, there's a Japanese scientist. His name is Dr. Emoto, E-M-O-T-O. And you read about his study. And you look, it'll blow your mind when you read about it. I just took it a step further by people being able to actually drink a water that's vibrating to what they want to attract. Makes all the difference in the world, my friend. So thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona broadcasts each Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio. Follow Psychic View on Twitter for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please mention Psychic View for a special discount. Didn't get on the air today? Contact Mona through her website at www.mona.vegas or call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.